Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
This is Dorian Kilvaris. Log entry aboard the Venture. Course is set for Calypso. The silence between my sister and I weighs heavier than the void outside the ship. Celine tends to her wounds in the med bay. Guilt pressing harder than any bruise. I sent Icarus as a peace offering that she barely accepted. I confessed my secret, the Red designated as RO55, calling himself Ross. A friendship born from curiosity, now branded treason. Celine has sworn she would stop at nothing to bring him in, and I swore to help her. I also swore to help him. Now I stand between two vows, to my sister and to Ross, to family and duty and to a friend and ideals that shouldn't exist in our world. We're approaching Calypso, uncertainty waiting in the dark. Whatever happens next, we'll decide which vow survives. Log end. Command input, remove from archives.
So we are at the airlock of the Venture.
Correct.
I'm leaving Dex here.
Dex is staying here. It's better for him because we don't know what we're going to find on Calypso. And it would give him also a little more time for his little paw to heal. And he can guard the ship and he'll be safe in there.
And we make our way out.
Yeah.
And we are suited up because from what we know of Calypso, it is cold. It has some hazardous properties to it as well.
Correct.
So
there's a very strong chance that the air is not safe, if there's any air at all. So protective suits for that. Then Icarus is a robot, so he does not need air. So he's just going to float along with us.
So, Dorian.
Yes.
I imagine that these Reds will have suits on as well?
They probably will, because they would have had to appear not like Reds to get here. And these suits do protect from things that would also harm Reds. Other hazardous substances and temperatures.
I need to know, before we continue, that you won't hinder my investigation in the capture of RO55. That's all I need to know.
I will not hinder you in the vow we made to capture Ross.
It would be even better if I could get your help.
I'm not going to let you die.
I'm not going to die, Dorian. I asked for your help.
Of course I'm going to help.
Okay, so first things then. We need to cloak our suits so that we can blend in with whoever's here.
Correct.
What we're wearing now looks way too advanced. So is there anything that you can do to cloak our suits?
I'm going to roll to secure an advantage where I'm going to utilize some of my tech and utilize some of Icarus's programming to give a sort of a darker tint and shade to our suits so that we blend in with the vacuous, like, dark metal and such that's here. Okay, the weak hit.
That is a weak, yep.
On a weak hit, choose one. Take two momentum or add one to the next move, not a progress move. I'm gonna give us a plus one on our next move. So, like,
okay.
Icarus scans us, the purple and gold of our uniforms and our suits changes to shades of black and gunmetal gray. And as does Icarus's, like, bright chrome goes dark metal to cover him as well. All right, we blend in.
Okay, I'm looking. I have, like, a scanner that's going across as we're walking out. Looks like I'm picking up residual charge along the deck plating here.
All right, well,
not the best.
If we can get to
so,
a galley or a larger bay, I can have Icarus do a much larger scan.
So again, Calypso is this large, gargantuan, derelict ship. So we are heading deeper into it. And what it looks like is a lot of things have kind of broken off, torn off, fallen on the ground. So we have to, we're kind of dodging and making our way through a lot of large pieces.
We're moving through debris, and we're also moving through parts of it that are, could potentially be at the mercy of the vacuum of space. And this is an ancient, for all intents and purposes, an ancient space hulk. It is huge. It has been, as far as we know, it's been abandoned. And yeah, it's been wasting away in the drifting through space. So
I'm also noticing that the power lines seem to be pulsing on their own. So someone is either rerouting the power.
Or the power never went off.
For some reason, the ship... Yeah. So I'm going to do a scan and try to see if it's going to go out and see if I can scan any other signs of life,
okay,
life forms, anything. So I'm going to roll to gather information, see how this goes. Ooh, that's a miss.
My brain thinks...
There's a dire...
The dire
threat...
Yeah,
well, what do you think?
I think is that as soon as we try to scan, whatever old tech or whatever implanted tech from the Reds that are here have placed, just like what they did to me, to Dorian, at the camera, immediately backfires. I think it blocks interference. It completely causes a massive interference. And
there's too much static. It's bleeding through my comms. I can't get anything.
Turn it off for now, because if you keep it on too long, they might be able to trace us.
Yeah. And we're going to keep moving forward. Are we doing exploration moves?
I think that this is where it would begin, because we are essentially exploring an ancient city of a ship.
Yeah, and so is it undertake an expedition?
I would say yes, because we've not been here, and it's definitely perilous and hazardous and mysterious.
Okay.
It covers all the bases.
Celine, if the longer we're here, there's a chance that we could get that venture might get spotted. But if we move too fast or trigger something here, this is an old ship, but that means that anything could fall apart.
For some reason, someone has found out a way to reroute power back into this.
All the more reason to not put us at the risk of whatever ancient defense mechanisms this ship might have.
So move under the radar, yeah?
For now, until we at least know where they are.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That is a miss. Okay, and this is exploration. On a miss, you're waylaid. We're waylaid by a crisis. Or you arrive to confront an immediate hardship or threat. I want to say that as we're exploring and we're trying to keep under the radar, who do we see? What do we see?
My gut says this is an ancient ship. It probably has ancient guardians. Like old century bots. Like massive in size, like large drones. Bipedal that sort of like would patrol down these halls to protect people in its heyday. But now, if they've been reactivated, would probably resume patrol. Like, maybe we find a red, like, working on this thing. It sees us, and it goes goes to try and alert everyone else and leaves the bot to fight us.
Oh, man, that's worse. You just made a worse one.
You want me to make it even worse than that?
No!
No, it's not, like, mechanically worse, but emotionally worse and narratively worse.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
The bot, the red that's working on this large drone, bipedal drone, is T-000. The red that got away from you.
Oh, right.
And scooped up by Ross.
If I see that he's seen us, that we've been alerted, I see the huge kind of, it's like a mech-sized
guardian.
So my thoughts aren't on the mech, but it is on the red that got away. And so immediately I'm going to enter the fray and try to stop him as he's going to try to run away.
Dorian walks into this and sees the bot and is like terrified at the size of it, because it's like, yeah, mech size. It's huge. And it whirs to life, and like we can see the legs are starting to get itself up, and I can begin to see the lights that from the wires powering it like glow, and it turns an aggressive red. And
okay, I'm going to enter the fray.
Go for it.
I'm gonna say, Dorian, I need to stop him or we're done before we've started. And she runs. And she's trying to use her kinetic powers, and she's going to try to pull T-000 towards her.
Okay.
And so she's going to enter in the fray and try to pull him back. Come on. Oh my God. No. Finally. That is a strong hit. I am in control. You see that the kinetic gauntlets light up and ring lights around her wrists, and arms go out, both of them, as power is surging through her arm and her suit. The suit was made specifically so that her kinetic abilities still aren't dampened. So the force comes out and is able to pull him back. And he's, T-00 is brought closer to us.
Okay. I think Dorian, scanning the scene, sees that you go after T-00, but the bot, the sentry, this guardian, gets up and immediately, like, its head, which also seems to have like two long barreled nozzles of some sort of weapon, is like trained on you because you went after him. And Dorian sees that and he looks at Icarus. He's like, get around it. I'm going to get its attention. And he's going to run. And as he's running, his little crab, Ajax, crawls down his arm and then latches onto his right hand, and then grows like almost like a transformer into a large like claw-like like club of a weapon. He jumps and he tries to smash against its leg, and I'm going to roll strike.
Okay, not bad.
A weak hit. So mark progress twice, but you expose yourself to danger. I am in a bad spot. Oh, this is cool. So let's go ahead and do it.
Good and bad. Good and bad.
Good and bad. So what happens here is Dorian's now like mech arm, like mech weapon, strikes against the weaker leg. He notices one of the legs is still like not completely like on its foot plating, like, and punches that little like spot between the two, and it loses its balance. And we see a blast go wide. Like you see it go like several feet in front of you and climbs up the wall. And you can see, like, you feel extreme heat and, like, a thunderous zap go upwards as it falls on its back. And it begins to, like, flail and kick. And in it falling, one of the legs pins Dorian down. So I am in a bad spot because I got pinned by the robot. But I've kept it from shooting at you, which then makes it easier for you to get T-000. But as it's coming down, I'll be like,
get off me!
One of its legs is on
you?
That must be heavy. Yeah. You're not dead?
No, I think... it's one of those, like... It's like... I'd imagine it doesn't kill. But with the suit would... I think the suit would take some of the impact.
Ah, okay.
But I'm also willing to take damage for that.
Okay, so I am...
Yeah, I will.
No, you don't have to... I want to do health. You're just in a bad spot. It doesn't say... Yeah, you're good.
All right.
So I am going to strike. Okay, I'm going to try to assault this foe. We are in... Am I at a distance? I am at a distance, because I am pulling him to me, but I'm using kinetic abilities to pick him up and slam his body to the ground.
Yeah, I think that merits it.
I think that'll get her done.
Oh,
come on,
no.
That is a miss. The fight turns against you, and you are in a bad spot.
That's not good.
I'm in a bad spot, and I must pay the price. I think the most obvious negative outcome is that he's able to reach onto a communication device he has on his wrist.
Yep.
and is able to immediately push like an emergency hazard button. And I start to see red flashing on his wrist as I had like pulled him up into the air, but he was able to get that in the last spot. But he's still up.
Yeah, he's still up and he sounded the alarm. Ooh, okay. I am also in a bad spot. So I've said that I've pinned myself to the ground, and I see that the way that I'm pinned, like Icarus can't lift this. So I'm going to just take the hand and see if I can just hammer my way, like dent it, and see if I can get through it. And I'm going to clash.
Okay.
Which Ajax still gives me a +1 to with the mech weapon.
Weak hit.
Mark progress, but you are dealt a counter blow or a setback. You stay in a bad spot. Okay, so I'm going to mark the progress. For my setback, Ajax took a damage because he's the one getting dented against the leg.
Yeah.
As he's like basically like forcing space so that I can get out.
This time, I'm going to run at T-00. I had kind of like dropped him. And he's able to still send out that call. We can't hear the alarm, but I could see his wrist clearly flashing that red. I am going to run over to him. I'm trying to use kinetic abilities plus my own strength to get on top of him at close quarters, rip that entire arm off.
Ooh, nice.
So that is clash.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's a weak hit, but I'm a dealt a counter blow or a setback. But I can mark progress.
Okay.
So I will do that.
Yeah. Somehow we're winning by losing.
Yeah, we're winning and losing at the same time. So I stay in a bad spot. The most obvious negative outcome is that I think every single red on this ship knows that we are here now. And we still don't know what that number is.
Dorian's kept the bot that's pinned him in a spot long enough that Icarus alerts him that he's found a spot he can hack into him.
Okay.
And we're going to utilize that as the decisive action.
Okay.
Wow.
Weak hit.
Still a weak hit. So yeah. Icarus, we watch Icarus like dive into the bot, and all his tendrils latch onto these different parts that are exposed of this mech. And it basically causes the head with the swiveling like barreled blaster to spin erratically to the point where it snaps and flies off. And then it completely loses power. And in doing so, the bits and parts of shrapnel keep going in different directions. And with one motion, Icarus is able to lift the leg off of me and pins it down on T-000.
Okay.
But in doing so, he extended himself too much and has lost a few of his tendrils and is going to take a hit of damage.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dorian gets up and he sees his little buddy. Like, both his little buddies are, like, dented and a little damaged. I owe you both a lot. Thank you. He hugs Icarus, his little dome head. And then he goes, Selena, you okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay. And while she's saying that, she is holding a right arm.
Where's the rest of him? Oh, and he looks and sees.
Yeah. Like, below her, she's stepping on him.
I think... Was he stepping on his face?
We have trouble coming in.
Great. Then there's no point to question him. We should keep moving.
I can't question him. And you look down and head has been removed from shoulders and neck. Let's go.
Right. Dorian looks at the destroyed head and remembers that Celine said that she wouldn't retire or damage Ross, but never said anything about other Reds. So...
Nope. Okay.
I would argue that completing that progress track, we could mark one progress on our Find the Reds because we now know they're coming towards us. So.
Okay. So we're finding them, but they're also, coming towards us?
We think they're coming towards us. We don't know where they're... We also don't know where they're coming from, so we need to try to find them first or find a good place to stage a counterattack or an ambush. So which just means we're going to have to keep exploring here just to find... Because we don't know this terrain. Yeah. We don't know how long they've been here.
So where he was working with this mech bot, there is... It kind of leads into like a wide tunnel structure.
Correct.
Right now it's empty, but that's my first thought as we go through this tunnel structure, see what's down the way.
Right. We're going deeper into the hall. Let's keep going.
And this time we can't afford to take decisive action and be slow. This time we have to move with speed.
No, there's no point in hiding.
Yeah, they know we're here. So, undertake another expedition, or...
That would be expedition, because we need to keep moving, and that would be with speed, I assume.
Yes, we are moving with speed, so we're going to roll with edge. Be a weak hit. So we reach a waypoint, but this progress... So we do make progress, but the progress costs you.
Okay.
Malfunctioning automation.
Oh, this is interesting. We're going through a tunnel, and we just came from, like, a hangar or, like a giant, like,
yes,
area where mechs and stuff were being worked on. So we're probably moving towards more sophisticated stuff. And...
Yeah.
What if this is a very exposed path? Like, we can see out to the vacuum of space from here. And as we're moving, we start to hear cracks in the glass. The structural integrity of this tunnel path begins to fail, and a hole starts to form, which would try to pull us out into the vacuum of space.
I mean, our suits have propulsion on them, no?
They do, but if we get sucked out, we're going to drift, even with the propulsion. And there's also, you know, bunches of floating debris all over the place that we would fly into, and...
Yes, that's true.
So... It might not be, you know, lethal, but it would still be dangerous and deadly.
So, if that's the case, then we need to face danger.
Yeah, we do. I think we do.
In order to avoid this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I mean, as soon as I see this, you see me reach out to grab your arm to try to pull us back, but I'm trying to move fast. I don't know how fast you were trying to move.
I think Dorian would also be trying to move fast because this is dangerous, and I'm also going to force myself to roll things I'm bad at.
I've been rolling poorly. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's a weak hit. I succeed, but not without a cost. Make a suffer move. Oof. I want to say it's to supply. Supply makes sense as we're, like, working our suits.
We're exerting our...
To the bone.
That makes sense.
And all of our tech.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm able to get out of the way in time. So,
I think that means I'm going to have to roll. And...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you had to roll anyway.
Yeah, I was going to roll anyway. And it's going to be edge. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
A weak hit. Succeed, but not without a cost. As we're moving, I begin to feel parts of me getting pulled in the other direction, even with the thrusters. Yeah. And thinking of my self-preservation, Icarus takes a piece of his own plating with the tendrils and forces it onto the vacuum opening hole and plugs it up. But in doing so, damages himself.
Okay.
That drops him down to 2. And then I grab him and pull him so he's not going to be sucked out with it.
Okay. Wait, so how does he plug it up, but then you also grab him?
He takes basically, he's a dome cap. So he's like ripping a piece of his own like cap off, like a cone piece of it, and smacking it onto the piece and like holding it there.
Got it.
And then I pull him away so that once that little piece of him is sucked through, he doesn't go with it. It's going to be okay. You're okay. Thank you. You're okay. It'll be all right.
These environmental seals have failed, of course. But we have to keep moving. We have no time to waste.
That is a weak hit. As we're moving and pieces are like breaking and falling apart, Dorian, for a moment, tries to hack into the system to slow down the wrap. Like we see a door to continue moving, but it's one of those doors that like the seal keeps going like dangerously fast and not in pace with anything, so it's impossible to time it. So Dorian just like smashes into the data pad to slow it down, but in doing so gets a bit of a blowback into like part of his eye again. It doesn't break, but he's going to take a health damage. And you can see there's a bit of like human blood coming out from underneath his eye, and he wipes it immediately. He's like, we don't have time. Let's keep moving.
Dorian,
I'm fine.
Okay, okay. Okay. God, let's continue on. And then as we're continuing forward, I think we're reaching a part of the ship that looks like it's the reactor core. So this is like we're getting closer to like the power, like the ship's power heart. Yeah, I'm going to roll this progress. I'm going to finish this progress roll for finding the reds with Calypso.
All right.
It's 8 out of 10, so I'm going to risk it.
Oh, baby.
Wow, that is a strong hit with a match as we complete this progress track, which was dangerous. What do you think about the capture the red leader progress?
I would say we could move that up by one, because I think maybe this is where we arrive face to face with Ross.
We open up into the reactor core. It's this large room. You can see different parts of space. The ship is still very, very damaged. Large gaping holes throughout the top. Are there any other reds in here? Or is it just Ross alone? Or do we roll for how many?
We've established that Ross is smarter than me. We've established that Ross is a strategist. And we've established that we alerted him to us being here. Dude, I think Ross would just be by himself and would try to negotiate before. I think he would show his hand.
Before trying to endanger any?
Yeah, before trying to endanger any of the Reds. He would know why we're here. He would know I'm here. He would know you're here.
He does.
And he's, despite all of it, he's altruistic. So he wouldn't want to. And he saw what you did to T. He knows T-00 is out. So it's like, there's no throwing Reds at you at the moment because you're just going to rip them apart. So I think he would try to mitigate that by talking to us.
In the far reaches of the world, under a lost and lonely hill, lies the forgotten Tomb of Corridors and all its many ills. This labyrinthine crypt filled with monsters, traps, and treasure seeks to destroy your mortal form and seal your soul forever. Originally called Tomb of Horrors, based off the original created in 1979. Included in my version of Tomb of Corridors will be its own background information, a legend of the tomb as it relates to the land of Hyrenor, and quite a few unserious hijinks. I'm Amelia Somm, and I will be your dungeon master. Embarking within the tomb, we also have
Haley as the Queen's Ravens,
Stella Jo as the Sacrificial Sisters of Alpha Kappa Mori,
Cyrus as a lesbian who keeps coming back wrong.
New episodes release on Mondays, wherever you get your podcasts.
So we enter into this cold, dark, the only light that really comes in here is random sparks here and there. Different parts of the ship are lighting up. Like it's they've managed to find power, but still it's not enough to power this entire beast.
Mm-hmm.
And we see RO55.
You don't have to take any more lives today. You want me, Monarch? That's why you are here. You are here to bring me in.
Come out and face me.
You will do no further harm to my people. Relinquish your weapons.
Oh, I have no weapons.
Liar.
Come and see for yourself.
Dorian leans over to you.
He means your gauntlets.
I don't have weapons. Come out now.
That is correct, I suppose. Maybe you don't carry weapons. You simply are one. You are given a target, and you kill it. No second thought. Rinse, repeat. And yet I am the one called a machine. What say you? Or will you simply give me the same dialogue to come out so you may do your one function?
I have a job, and that is to bring you in to the Tribunal of Seven to be seen and to be tried against your cases against Hyperion City. And that's what I'll do.
Is it a crime for a Red to dream?
Reds don't dream. You're not human.
What is human? Something complicated. You are given life. You are given a path. You are given duties, functions, protocols. You experience them, for better or worse, and then you expire. We did not ask to be given life, we simply exist. We are given functions and duties, and go about them for better or worse, and then expire. Albeit under different circumstances, we may not be built of the same substances, but we walk the same path together. All I dream of is side by side walking together, not you walking atop me. Why is that difficult to understand? Dorian understands.
I'm gonna look over at Dorian.
Dorian's gone. You just see Icarus.
I'm looking left to right. Dorian. I'm gonna try to call you over the comms.
The interference kicked
Dorian?
In.
Dorian! And I'm like shouting out into like the cavernous space.
I envy you. I think if he had to choose, he would pick you over me.
I would hope so.
But you don't listen to him.
Dorian! Still shouting his name.
Dorian, at the beginning of this conversation, activated a stealth on his suit and is trying to get closer to Ross while Ross talks to you. And I'm going to roll face danger with stealth. Strong hit.
Okay.
So, yeah, Dorian disappeared. And I think during this conversation, he left Icarus where he was and has sort of like gone against the wall and is sort of like, there's like a catwalk off to the side of this reactor room to sort of survey from above. And he's trying to slowly tiptoe under the guise of his stealth to see if he can like hone in on where Ross is, because the way his voice is echoing, it's as if he could be anywhere.
Why don't you listen to what I have to say? Why are you simply being a weapon?
I'm like looking up and around trying to find my brother.
Maybe he will choose neither and let us kill each other.
Well, that's not my job, RO55.
It's to bring you in. I chose my name, and it is Ross. It is easier to say, isn't it?
I don't care if it's easier. I don't mind. A few extra syllables.
Yes, but Ross was chosen. Ross is something that gives me joy to say.
I don't care.
I was...
Come out and face me. And I will take you to my ship. And I won't hurt anyone else you're harboring here.
Will you swear one of those vows to that? Will you swear a vow to a red? That is what I will accept.
I swear a vow to a red.
I will say Ross came
you
up with that,
you
not
bastard.
Michael.
You...
Ross said that before Michael could react.
You motherfucker.
I'm gonna...
If that's what it will take to bring him in. Jesus. She doesn't like it. She feels gross.
I'm going to say...
It will be done. It will be done.
Okay. I say at this moment, you get a text message on your gauntlet where the scanner is, and it's coordinates, like a clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, he... is at your 4. So he is behind you to the right. And you know that that's Dorian messaging you.
Yeah. It will be done.
How do you swear an iron vow to one like me? How do you feel?
It doesn't matter how I feel. I said it will be done. I will swear a vow.
This is not fair. You should feel. You were gifted with it.
Are you stalling? Because I tell you that I will swear a vow and you continue to talk. About feelings, about things that don't matter. I said what I said. I won't hurt anyone else, and I'll swear your damn vow. So come out and let's do it.
You hear footsteps behind you.
I'm gonna turn around.
And you see Ross. He stands at a solid six foot tall, like I said, of like Korean Asian, of facial features, sharp yet smooth face, spiky black hair.
She just shakes her head as she looks at him.
I am sorry, I am not a enemy or monster for you to slay, Red Killer.
Is that what they call me?
It is simply an observation. Again, you are a weapon. You are more machine than I am, in my opinion.
Well, good thing I don't care about your opinion.
And Doreen will roll to secure an advantage for you.
How do you want to do that?
I think what's going to happen here is you would see a little shimmering of a little golden crab creeping underneath where Ross is, and I will text to you, claw, and he would cause Ajax to clamp his leg while he's talking.
Wow.
You gotta be kidding me with this nonsense.
Oh my god. Dude. Wow. That is a strong hit with a match. Chat, this is crazy.
This is crazy, chat. You believe this, chat?
Wow. What does that mean? There's no way that it's just a plus one.
Well, it's a plus two momentum to me, plus one to your next move.
Yeah.
And I think what happens here is, I think with a strong hit with a match, you won't need to make the vow. I think just saying that you do it drew him out, because you played on Ross's emotion, and he doesn't even see the gold crab come up. And then you hear Dorian's voice. The fool's gambit fails. And with that, the little crab bisects itself, opens up like a bear trap, and clamps onto Ross's leg, and then anchors itself to the floor. And Ross yelps in pain, like a human.
Yeah.
And tries to pull it up, and he can't. And you see Dorian apparates from out of nowhere. I'm sorry, I have to do this.
He looks at you, heartbroken, but he doesn't say anything.
Let me help you. And he presses the button, and from Ajax, a pulse of electricity comes out. He looks at you, and you can see the blood coming. You see blood coming from one of his eyes, the damaged one, and a tear coming from the other one. Finish your job.
Thank you. I'm going to strike, because I'm trying to subdue him. I'm not trying to kill him.
Okay.
If it's a strong hit with the match, then we'll see. And you know, we've been rolling those bad boys. I don't think so. But we are close. We are close to quarters
now?
We
are very much close quarters. We are
close quarters?
Yeah.
I'm also going to use the force of my kinetic powers as a kind of like a 1-2 punch of wind is going to come around. And you see, I think you've seen her get in this stance and do this move before. And you know what's coming. As arms come up, left, then right, she goes to try to knock him out.
Okay.
That is a strong hit.
Okay.
But yeah, like I said, you see that stance come in and right in his head, you do see his head turn so much to the side that it continues to twist a little bit more than just what the human neck should turn to. And so it goes a little bit too far, and he lands flat on his back.
That's enough.
How dare you think I'd make a vow to him?
Was that necessary?
It was.
No, it wasn't. He was locked in. All you had to do was put manacles on him.
Yes, well.
Dorian rushes over to
him.
He
forced my hand.
And fixes his neck.
I'm going to...
Icarus drifts by.
Pick him up. And I start to have... trying to get help with, like, the propulsion of my suit to help float us back. Kind of like when something's really heavy, but, like, if you're in a pool, it feels lighter. So that kind of help from the propulsion of the suit as we make our way back to Venture.
Okay. I am going to make a roll of face danger with Shadow. While Dorian was fixing his neck, he is grabbing a piece of his tech to get into some sort of comms with the other Reds. But he's trying to do it without Celine seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's trying to be very fast about this. Because he's trying to keep a promise for both. He can't.
Now, should I just let this happen or should I roll as well?
I think on a weak hit, you might notice. And I think on a strong hit, you might not. I don't know. I think you could roll to see it. I'm not sure.
Okay, go ahead.
So, damn it. That is a weak hit. So I think what happens here is while he's fixing it, he gets the piece and puts it into his wrist. But then what happens that he wasn't prepared for was that I think a voice comes through that he wasn't prepared to hear. And we hear a voice, a female voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ross, where are you? The last vessel's ready to leave.
Dorian, where is that coming from? Shut down his comms.
Wait.
So they can't track him, of course. What?
Last vessel. You're right. Never mind. And he breaks the comms.
Are you sure he's not being tracked? Is there anything else on him? I don't trust him.
I think I trust him to have been a few steps ahead. As we're drifting. Celine, mm-hmm. I think you are right. He was stalling.
She has her prize in her hands. And they can get information out of him. He knows where they're at.
I don't think he would have left that information in his memory banks if he knew he was going to get caught.
You can do whatever searching you need to do.
That is
our secondary objective, so I don't object against it.
I will go to...
But we are on the move.
Fine. But I'm not going to tear him apart. I helped you catch him.
I'm not going to...
I will talk to him.
There was no mention of tearing him apart.
You said that's what they would do.
I said they would get information out of him.
Fine. Let me see if I can track them before we have to ask him.
Do what you need to do.
Dorian, it is...
And remember, it was a weak hit, so you did succeed. So I think you do have some type of connection, but like, just Celine knows.
Yeah.
So.
He's going to send a message to whoever this was that sent it via texting. Mm-hmm. This is Dorian Kelvaris. Ross is with me. My sister wants to bring him in. Our ship is by the northmost airlock. And he sends a code to shut it down, to make it incapable of flying.
Okay.
That's what he's going to do.
So he's going to send it. If it works, if it gets through,
mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think if it
How
gets...
Do you want to, like, confirm it or not?
I think if it gets through some... You know how in the Matrix there were those devices that shot out those pulse waves that shut down tech?
Mm-hmm.
I think there are...
An EMP charge,
yeah. I think an EMP charge would blast the Venture, and it would give them time to get away, and it would at least strand us on Calypso until repairs can be done on the ship.
I think you should choose one. Either they get away or they ruin us.
I kind of want to leave this up to the dice. Because I will give them the coordinates and I will say, like, do what you think is right. That is a miss, but I'm going to burn momentum to make it a weak hit.
Okay.
They'll do what you want, but agree to condition, but their agreement comes with a demand or complication. A counteroffer. I'll let you decide what the counteroffer would be.
The counteroffer is they will send an EMP charge to our ship in exchange for Ross.
So they'll stop our ship if I give them Ross?
Yes.
They want it both ways. Yikes. Okay. Well, then that makes sense because they don't... I'm saying I don't want them to go... I don't want to bring the ship back to Praefectus. They just want Ross back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I message back. Meet us at the ship.
And we are flying. And it's at a steady pace. Oddly, there is nothing to stop our way on the way back. We make our way back out into the vast open space, heading to Venture.
Yeah, all this, like, texting was happening as we were flying back. Like, because he could essentially do this from his eye, where he's getting the messages.
What do we see as we get close to Venture, as we open up wide open world back, we see our ship?
In my head, this hasn't had enough time to really get massive, but I think it would be at least 5 or 6 small ships.
Mm-hmm.
With several armed reds, like we can see the guns trained on the Venture, and we see several of them waiting there for us. We see one red at the front. It's the one with the female voice. She is tall, has a short brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
My name is T1N0. You may call me Tino. I would like...
What the hell?
I would like Ross back, please.
I look over at Dorian. What is going on?
It appears they want Ross back.
Yeah, I know. How did they know we are here? The Venture is cloaked. It is the best of Kelvaris Dynamics can manufacture. So what is going on, brother?
If we give you Ross, you will let us leave safely.
What was your designation? T1N0?
My name is Tino.
Well, T1N0, you will not be taking RO55.
Then we will destroy your ship.
And then I will destroy you. And then you will destroy me. And on we go.
He was right about you.
And then?
You are just a weapon. Celine, this is not worth it.
Oh, the Reds do like to talk.
Celine, let him go.
Dorian, I'm not letting him go. I have a job to do, and
your job was to catch
him.
You've caught him. Now they want him back.
Dorian, my job is not to catch him and then let him go. You know this. He has to go back before the tribunal.
Was that part of the vow?
Yes.
This is wrong.
Would you like to call
Marin?
Would you like to call Marin to confirm? Or is our comms down? By some happy coincidence, our comms are down.
Celine, I'm not letting you bring him there to die.
I don't take orders from you.
Killing him will make him a martyr, and this will get worse.
My job is not to kill him.
You may as well be. You know what happens to Reds that go in front of the tribunal. You know what happens to Reds in this circumstance. They will be retired. When in history has someone in his position, when they are killed, has it worked out? It leads to more conflict. It leads to more blood. It leads to more death. Unnecessary death. What we need to do is set up diplomacy.
I will fight until my last breath. To bring him
you
in.
You sound just like Mom. And I wish you didn't.
I am her daughter. I won't tell her you said that.
No, you can. She's hated me ever since this.
Mother doesn't hate you. Don't say that.
Right. She pities me. Regardless of how that is. I will not let you sentence him to death. I need you to understand that there is more to this than you think. I need you to understand that bringing him back is not going to make life better for them. It's not going to make things easier for the people in Hyperion City. All it's going to do is make this rebellion worse.
You think I care about making life easier for them? Don't make me laugh. Dorian, the only way I'm letting him go is from my cold, dead hands. And so I will have to be dead for him to go. And so you will kill me. Will you end my life for your friend?
Dorian.
Yes or no?
Dorian turns. He calls Marin.
Does the call go through?
We are near Venture, and I will roll to face danger with tech to force this call to go through.
Okay.
So I will go ahead and do that. A weak hit, but not without cost. I will gladly burn supply to make this work. You can see more blood is coming out from his eye as he's overworking his tech to push through the interference. And he's breathing a little more heavily. The call goes through.
Marin, can you hear me?
We see Marin. He's actually at his office this time, so he's wearing a nice suit, and it is daytime in Hyperion City.
Yes, Dorian, hello. How can I help you?
I would like to report.
He looks at Celine. He looks at incapacitated Ross in the situation here.
Fool's Gambit. Yes, this is Dorian Kilvaris, and I must make a formal confession.
Yes, Dorian, yes.
I confess to collaborating with the Red Rebellion and taking my sister Celine Kilvaris the Monarch hostage on Calypso. We will begin a hostage negotiation.
Hey, wait, Dorian.
You heard me. I will call again in 1 hour.
And Dorian turns defiantly at Celine. Now what, sister?
And so we find ourselves at an impasse.
I can't break a promise to you, and I can't break a promise to him.
That is unfortunate. You won't let me complete it, is what you're saying. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry. You can't make me choose between you and someone who's important to me. You can't do that. What if this was KL and me in the situation? What would you do? Could you choose him over me or me over him? Think about it.
Well, I don't have time for hypotheticals, brother.
Yes, well, you have at least an hour now.
Are you stopping me from completing my job? My hand goes up to his neck.
Tino says, if you touch him,
I'm already touching him.
You hear the guns whirring and targeted on Venture. They'll kill that. They'll blow up the ship. They'll kill Dex. Is that really worth your stupid job? Is lives worth your job is nothing. You have been chasing Mom's shadow for years, and you are willing to step on everyone to just replicate her. You've always been like this, and I couldn't understand why. But now, even now, you are willing to put my life at risk, Dex's life at risk, the ship, everything, just so you can get Mom to pat you on the head. Is that really worth it, Celine? Dorian is crying.
Are you done? Can I speak?
Take your hands off him.
No.
Take your hands off him.
This is the last time I'll ask this. Are you stopping me from doing my job? I don't want any more hypotheticals. I want a yes or a no. And that will be the end of it.
Dorian walks towards you.
I'm backing up.
You care more about your job than me.
All of this is your fault, Dorian. All these people here, you're colluding with them. You called them here. And if I die, it's because of you.
No one has to die. We don't have to live extremes. We can talk. We can negotiate.
I'm done talking. I'm done negotiating. If you're impeding my work, I will rip his head from his shoulders right now. Do you hear me, T1N0?
You're really going to let them blow the ship up with Dex on it?
No, you are.
No. You could drop him right now.
Dorian.
And
Dorian, did you call them here or not? Did you call them here or not?
Yes, I did. Because I made a promise.
So our deaths are on your head. So when Dex gets blown up and when I get shot to bits, it's because you called them here. I'm going to strike. With my fist is at his neck, and I'm going to blow it out. You can see her gauntlets are starting to light up.
You really think you can just kill your way through everything? He turns to T1N0.
You may launch the EMP. I cannot promise you, Ross, but you can take me. He learned everything from me. Just don't hurt Celine, and don't hurt the cat inside. The code that Ross has been teaching you. I am its progenitor. I'll do whatever you ask. Just don't hurt my sister.
You've chosen your side. Traitor.
One day I hope you'll understand.
And he walks towards the Reds, with Icarus drifting past with him.
Dismantle and fire the EMP, and we can go. It'll be some time before she can bring Ross back to Hyperion City. He turns to Celine. I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm not sorry for this. I'm sorry that you can't see past your own stupid hubris, that the seven laws are not sustainable as they are. You are so locked into them that you'll forsake your own humanity for them.
And I think T1 and Zero fires off the EMP, which we see the Venture powers down and softly lands on the hangar bay. The lights go out as it loses power. He puts his hands up and lets them take him. He takes the Kovaris pin off his jacket and he tosses it down and boards the ship.
Celine watches. Strength is duty.
Thanks for listening to Iron Rising, a Star Forge actual play. I'm Maya Wilson, and I've been Celine Kelvaris.
I'm Michael Gilbert, and I've been Dorian Kelvaris. And together, we bring the world of Hyperion City and the Law of Seven to life.
If you're enjoying the series, leave a review or comment wherever you listen. It helps more than you know.
We also have a companion blog for those who'd like to dive a little deeper into the Forge. All links are in the episode description.
And we'll catch you in the next one. And that is the end of the series.
Shit. Oh my God. You good?
Hold on, let me just take a breath. Hold on.
Oh my God.